tradable skills or consumable products, subsistence path. John Caton. The first five topics of this seven-part series covered subsistence needs, things every human being needs in order to sustain life. The sixth topic stressed the importance of social interaction in order to have a circle of trading partners and community. This final article of the series is about skills and products that can be traded for other products or skills you may not have. Having skills and products, and having community, is the difference between surviving and thriving. I don't know who first said it, but Dr. Norman Vincent Peale popularized the entrepreneur's credo, find a need, and fill it. Self-reliance requires the development of personal skills to produce products to meet five subsistence needs. For yourself, and family. Skills require knowledge, tools, and experience. The broader the skill set, the more you can rely on yourself. But you likely won't develop all you need, and you'll have an abundance of some you don't need. Trade your abundance to fill your deficiency. For each of the five subsistence categories, here are a few skills you can use, directly trade, or use to produce consumable products for trade. Some skills apply to more than one category but are only mentioned once. Of course, this is not an exhaustive list. Health, herbalism, midwifery, homeopathy, kinesiology, massage therapy, nutrition, counseling. Shelter, machining, saw milling, stone cutting, stone crushing, demolition, designing, excavation, foundation engineering, masonry, carpentry, plastering, drywalling, painting, millworking, cabinetry, welding, plumbing, wiring, chimney maintenance, waste disposal, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. Water, well siting, well drilling, well driving, well digging, pond construction, damming, water diversion, water catchment, tank setting, pumping, water testing, and purification. Food, animal husbandry, hunting, trapping, fishing, dressing, butchering, dehydrating, curing, canning, smoking, fermenting, sprouting, milling, beekeeping, crop planting, soil testing, composting. Soil amending, seed starting, bedding, permaculture, tilling, planting, pest control, produce, and seed harvesting, cover cropping, and food preparation. Energy, mechanics, blacksmithing, logging, wood splitting, wood seasoning, fire maintenance, candle making, animal drafting, electrification, solarization, turbine uses, gasification, distillation, vegetable oil extraction, diesel refinement, and gravitation. These are just a few of the skill sets one can learn, perform, produce, and trade in a subsistence economy. There are many other value-added skills, including those from the surplus economy. Although not necessarily related to subsistence, they may be utilized to fill the gaps of personal needs if there is a community demand. Teaching is one seriously important skill. Childcare is another. Some others include clothing/footwear making/repair, firearm repair and ammunition, craft offerings, dispute resolution, security, trash disposal, traders market management, libraries, and entertainment. To the extent that one chooses, pensions, skills and employment from the surplus economy may provide monetary income to mitigate the lack of skills or the utilization of skills in an, otherwise, subsistence setting, but with a consequential loss of self-reliance. Inadequate labor is the foremost cause of failure on the homestead. Skills enhance the output of labor. Anything that inhibits labor diminishes success. Outside employment can be one such impediment, particularly when it demands a great amount of time but at a low wage. The experience of Appalachia is a glaring example.